second guess from thinking something we want
is more is longer lasting. Yes, it's longer lasting. That is true. Because it's more documented, it's less physical. Okay, today's Limud HaShavua, and I think this is the last day of this Limud HaShavua. L'zecher Nishmas Isha Rachel Miriam Batan Tali Tzvi, who was just Niftura this past Tuesday, Chaf Aleph Tevet, and learning B'yaz Chusra Neshama sponsored by family and friends. Okay, I think I can leave this here already, Rabbi Cohn, because it is, I think, the end of the week. We start weeks on Sunday, I believe. Okay. We are on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we're in the Gemara B'chein Hayir Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line from the top. B'chein Hayir Reb Shimon Gamliel Lamer, Krevayim Lav Basar. Intestines aren't meat, meaning they don't have the enjoyment of eating meat. V'chleyem, and one who eats it and pays the price of meat for them, Lav Ba'inish. And the Gemara explains that. What does that mean? A person that eats it is not a mensch, not a bar in it. Dr. Gemara, what it means is, L'mayo chasid the bachad, Echleim kebasar le'inyan zvini la bar inish. Anybody who pays the price of meat for its intestines is obviously doesn't get it. Zuck the rush. Le'inyan zvini, where is it? The rush. La bar inishu, ela hedget. He's not a bar inish, meaning he's not a respected person, but he's a commoner. You have this much money to spend, and you spend it on intestines instead of meat, right? That means you obviously don't get the pleasures of Olam Haza. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Now, what?
Say about miracles.
Okay.
Right. Actually, the whole category is called offal, O-F-F-A-L, and it includes all of the guts and things like that, including heart.
Zog Digimar Weiter. By the way, somebody eats the heart of an animal, it's kasher l'shikcha.
Right.
Rabbi Heinemann would not eat salami because they said they put the heart, this is going back 45, 50 years ago that I heard it from him, that they put the heart of the animals into salami because they take all the leftovers.
Scraps.
I used to tell a guy that made salami and the sawdust also. And they put it into the salami and they grind it. So therefore he didn't eat salami because he said it would be kasher l'shikcha. That was the way he was, again, told it to me 50 years ago. Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Maishna Basar Raif L'tanakama D'Aser. Why does the Tanna Kamma say that when you're Noidim in a Basar, you're Usher in chicken? Chicken is not Basar. Basar usually refers to animal meat. So why does the Tanna Kamma say you're Usher in a Basar? Zok the Gemara, what is the answer? The Avet Shliach Nimim Machalai. Because the Shliach comes back and says, I didn't find meat, but I found chicken. Remember, the Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Kiva. Shimon Gamliel is the one that argued, and he said, no, you're mutter in all those things, because those things you ask about, right? That means Rabbi Kiva is the Tanna Kamma, and he said anything you ask about is included, right? So chicken is included, because it fits Rabbi Kiva's rule that the Shliach will come back and ask about chicken. So Basir Dagim Nami Avet Shliach, the Eloi Mashkik Bistri Mimlechalei. If a guy doesn't find meat, he'll come back and say, I found fish. So why does the Tanna Kamma differentiate between birds and fish? The Amar Yiloi Mashkach the Bitzra, I see Dogim, I'll bring fish. So Velitzru, let them be usher. So this is the Kasha that the Gemara is asking. The Tanna Kamma is Rabbi Kiva. Therefore he included all those things because they're not Basar, but it was in the family of Basar. Enough so that a Shliach would come back and ask about it. So, in fact, the Gemara, he would come and ask about fish as well. So why is fish different? And for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, you're right. But this is talking about, because Shehik is dumb. The person who made the netter, the Brisa, is talking about a very specific case. The person who made the netter had just done bloodletting that day. And bloodletting is, fish after bloodletting is very unhealthy. That's what the Gemara says, and therefore he doesn't mean fish at all. You don't come back and ask him he wants fish. You know he let blood that day. That means the Bryce is talking about one specific case, a guy who let blood. A regular guy was not going to be usher in fish, according to the Tanna Kamma, who says anything you ask about is included. But Teretz says fish is not included because the guy let blood. Birds are also, chicken is also not good. Bird meat is also not good for a person who let blood. The Amar Shmuel, the Mesucher, the Ochel Bisra the Tzafra, a person who was Mesucher let blood, and he ate bird meat, Parech Libe Katafra. His heart will fly like a bird, which means, the way I understand it, I think the Rush brings, no, he doesn't say anything to Rush. I saw two shots, but the one shot that appealed to me is he'll suffer aphid. His heart will start running at who knows what speed because of the bird meat. So that means the person that lets blood should not eat bird meat. So why is that included? Marshak, if the bride is talking about a specific case of a guy who let blood, so why is there a difference between bird meat and fish? Answer to Gemara, the Tanya, and it's a Beferish Braisa. A Machis and Dam, I lay out Dugim, you don't let blood and eat fish, but lay out lifeless, but lay out Basim Aliach, and not an oversalted meat. The Tanya, and we had another Braisa. Hikis Dam, the guy let blood, lay Yechol lay Cholov, no meat, no milk, like vini, no cheese, like bayim, no eggs, like shechalayim, chalayim. I think shechalayim is cress. What does article say?
Yeah.
Cress. I don't know what cress is, but it's cress. With my eyes, listen, not birds. With my bus and maliach. So it says. Right. Okay. Gemara in Baba Kama calls it macho behema, so I'm very happy that I don't eat it. Anyway, so I mean, amongst the other vegetables that I don't eat, so you see here clearly that after you let blood, Buster Rife is not good. And so the Gemara, Shiny Rife is now Shiny Shalika. There's a difference between fish and birds. You're right. Eat bird meat after letting blood is not healthy unless you overcook it. If you overcook it, then it becomes okay. Overcooking it will make the chicken okay. And therefore, chicken is included. I said bird meat is included. I didn't say the word chicken. It doesn't say chicken. Bird meat is included, and fish are not included. Dr. Rush?
So we would learn from this that going to a
chasna
after letting blood is okay.
Dr. Rashi? Dr. Hagisdam, Dray Uncle Dogim. Mustamaloy, not there. And we dove a shadarka lechel boy beyoim nidrai. It's interesting. It's one day. But when he makes the netter on that day, it doesn't include what he can't eat that day. Are they shlika? Now Rashi says the Rush says something, even though shlika means overcooked, but the Rush says doy parach libay el kshechle utzli. It's only roast that's negative. Cooking, now he doesn't say, it's interesting, according to the Rush, why doesn't it say bishul? It doesn't say bishul, it says shlika, which the Rush means overcooked, the Rush learned at the beginning of the parak. I'm not sure why he does that. Why doesn't he say it only affects you if you eat it roasted or cooked? He doesn't say that. That only if you eat it roasted. But the Gemara used the word shlika, not bishul, so I don't know.
He says boiling. How'd you get that?
Well, he's trying to answer because according to the Rush,
I know.
They're boiling, but the word says shlika, and shlika, the Rush said at the beginning of the parak, means overcooked.
Boiling is, cooking it in water, boiling it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
so no, but shlika means overcooked. That's what the Rush said at the beginning of the parak. He's translating as cooked. Boiling, which is cooking, which the Rush seems to indicate because he's differentiating between roast. But the Gemara didn't use the word bishul, the Gemara used the word shlika, I don't know. So I'll leave it at unanswered. Rav Amar, he changes Abaye into Rava. I don't know why, but that's what the Bach does. Now the Kevin Le'ene, this is a person who has an eyeache. Is an eyeache? He's not letting blood. The guy that let blood would be mutter and bird meat also. Not like the first teretz that said he could eat bird meat through overcooking it. It's talking about a guy with an eyeache. The dogim kashim le'inayim. Fish is not good for the eyes. Frek the Gemara, yach yachol dogim, adarabba. He should eat fish. The Amar Shmuel, nun samach ayin. Nun is fish. Nuna, fish. Sama is a medicine. Le'inayim, to eyes. The alphabet of Nun, Samach, Ayin, fish is healthy for eyes. So what are you telling me he doesn't eat fish? So the Gemara, who besayf achla? That's when he's at the end of the illness, then fish is good to strengthen him. But when he's still suffering the illness, he should not eat fish. Dr. Rush, who besides Uchla, Kshapasak Eva Chayli. They say over from one of the Chassidish Rebbes that he said on Adar is a good simon for healing of the eyes. Adar is Mazel Dagim. He said, Nuna Samalainayim. The fish is healthy for the eyes. So Adar is Mazel Dagim. He used to say, the fish, the Mazel Dagim, is healthy for eyes. They gave people brachas and an udder, their eyes should be better.
The Rebbe told me that why the Rebbe like the fish, because Rosh Tavis fish is fill years from Ayin.
Who told you that? He did?
Yeah, it was in Barber.
Wow.
Well, young one.
Yeah. There's buttons for him that they eat fish because the neshamas of tzaddikim are megogel and fish. Whatever that means. Somebody once asked him, what if he did? It used to be a dish called falcha fish, made out of meat. They made something that looked like fish. So what about falcha fish? So the Klesman Rebbe said, the falcha tzaddikim are megogel and the falcha fish. The Klesman Rebbe, the Shafakai. Zag the Mishnah weiter. Hanaydim in Adagan, Aser Bepul Mitzri Yavesh. Now this contrast, the Mishnah before said, Pul HaMitzri Lach is a Yerek. Pul HaMitzri Yavesh is a Dagan, according to a mayor. It is a grain. The Chachamim argue and they say that's not the way Dagan is used. Dagan is only used, Eina Aser HaMechis HaMinim. Dagan is specifically used for the five types of grain. It's not Yerek anymore, but it's not Dagan. There must be another word that would include it, right? But the Rabbanan hold, Dagan is specific. The mayor says, Dagan is anything you turn into a pile. Whatever you make a pile from, and pull on Mitzri Yavesh, makes a pile. Now, but here there's a big shayla in the Rishayim, and the Rush speaks it out. Where does he say it? I thought it was a Rush. I don't see it in the Rush. But there's a Mekwekas Rishayim. What happens, it might be a Rush later on, what happens if a guy made a netter and the pool HaMitzri was lach, and then it dried out? He made a netter in a Yerek. It included pool HaMitzri lach when he made the netter, and then the pool HaMitzri became Yavesh. Is he uttering it or not? When he made it, it included this because it was a Yerek. But now the thing is not a Yerek anymore. So, I'm trying to find where the Rush says it. This is a machlokes. The Rush brings two pshatim in this. One second. If I can find it, I can find it. If I can't find it, I can't find it. Yeah, the Gemara Nun Hei Amid Bey says if a guy is neither Min HaKemach, I think it is, Min HaDagan, he's mutter in split wheat that was split up. So the Rush there says, V'yavah pisha kaitim shenechel kohi asir b'chitim, even though before it was split, this was wheat.
Very same thing.
Ata shenechel ko, less nubuklal dagan, v'lay asir atzme b'mashenikras chita. He only means as long as it's called chita. At the time that it's split, it's no longer called chita, so it leaves the netter. Ina mizok derash, hazikamer mutter only nechlugu kaidem nidrei. Well, if it was the chita at the time of his netter, it remains aser. So the rush there says tupshatim, and the rishayim say the same thing here. What happens by pulam mitzvi lach that was included in yerek, and now the pulam mitzvi dried out, and now it's no longer a yerek? Is it included or is it not included? Some Rishonim say this was usher. It doesn't become mutter when it dries out. And some Rishonim say he meant as it is a yerek. The minute it's not a yerek, it leaves his neder. Again, the Suarez both sides. You can pick your side you want. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Yes.
Does anyone cite this Mishnah as a basis for kidnapping?
Not that I saw. I did see a discussion in the Achronim whether beans are kidneys or not. But that has nothing to do with this Gemara. I mean, they bring this, I don't know how they bring it in. I didn't get involved. It's a Pesach discussion.
Well, yeah, no, here we are. Clearly not wheat. Or species. Yeah, this being as a flower.
According to Rameyer. Because according to Rameyer, the word dagon means you make a pile out of it. That's what it means. It doesn't mean grain. It means pile.
I mean, as they say, you know, kidney is evolving as a wire proof. But this is better than any proof I've seen.
But the Chachamim, I mean, ain't no asel b'chamesh asamina. Dr. Rush, asher b'pula mitri yavesh, the dagon kol mine de midaga mashma. It means all the things that are piled up. Sh'aisim menu kri. But doidim in a dagon asher b'chol mine kidneys. Now the reason it picks Pula Mitri, why doesn't it say Asa Bekitnias? Because it's trying to contrast Lach and Yavesh. It's trying to point out that the same item changes from Yerek to Dagon, Quaint Rameyer.
Is there any such a point in any kind of other kernel? Like,
you want me to make it up? How am I supposed to know?
It doesn't have such a thing. Right?
Well, I just mentioned Chita and when it's wet.
Oh, so it has a different state, but I'm saying called Dagon. Dagon, there's no other. I mean, Dagon's piled, right?
Quentra Meyer. Quentra Rabbana, that means only five species of grain.
You're also not going to grind wheat until it's dried.
That is, yeah.
Okay, but we're not getting involved in that. We're talking about Pula Mitri. That Rabbana say Pula Mitri is never one of the five grains. That's what Dagon means. It's a translation. What did the guy mean when he said Dagon? Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Rameyer Eimer.
What does chita mean?
Chita means wheat kernel.
It's only wheat.
That's what the word chita means.
Because when you take Pula Mitri, you can pile up both when it's Yavesh or Lach?
Again, it's not done when it's Lach. When it's Lach, it's a Yerek, and it's viewed as a Yerek.
But it's not piled till it's
Yavesh. Till it's Yavesh, correct. Because it seems that when it was Yavesh, they processed it differently than when it was Lach. Again, I didn't live in those days. I never had a Pula Mitri. In fact, the Rambam tells me it's only in Egypt that it grows. So I never visited Egypt. I have no plans in the future. So it's not on my bucket list. So I don't know. Yes.
But it's not ground up yet. They don't make
it. It doesn't say it didn't.
It's not ground up.
Again, Rameyer says anything piled up, he doesn't say a word about ground, is called Dagon. And the Chachamim say, Dagon is a specific term for five types of grain. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Rameyer Eimer Hanoidim in Atzvua, Eino Asim Mechameshes Haminim. The word Tzvua means five minim. And Rabbanan don't disagree with that. But Rameyer is trying to explain that he agrees that the five species have a specific word, and that's Tzvua. Ava Hanoidim in Adagon, Asher b'kayil is asher in anything that a pile is made out of. However, motu b'peres ilon, fruits are not included in dagon, meaning do not think that fruit dagon means produce, anything that grows in the ground. Not true. Dagon is specific to piles, the Rameyer is saying. So it's mutter and fruit will be yerek and vegetables.
What does it mean?
Well, now it means grain. Five types of grain. There's only five types of grain.
So when somebody says tua, that typically means wheat?
I don't know. You want to know what I mean when I say tua? I'm not a farmer. I don't know.
Oh.
See, so you're bringing rye.
It's not one of the words that they use for chita. It's one of the grains.
The tua is a general comment. Okay. Not a specific.
Okay.
It is specific to five types of grain.
So barley is a...
Can't hear you, what?
In
Lareko
Lehi, we say,
kol suasa. Right. Suasa.
Grain.
Kol suasa lutaiva, correct. All, it's grain.
Okay.
with barley and oats.
Wheat, barley, oats, melt, and what's the name again?
Rye.
Rye.
What's the type stand of the word dug on the...
Machlokes Rabbeinu. I'm sorry. What was the last time you used dug on in your conversation?
Was it used to work by Shimon's?
You said dug on? The only thing Duggan I know is it's a brand of things that sell. They're called Duggan, Duggan Cookies, Duggan this, Duggan that. It's the only Duggan I know of. The last time I used Duggan in a regular conversation was probably like a few Google ago. I have no idea.
Is there any brothers that have the word Duggan in it?
No. Sukkim v'safta d'ganecha v'sarecha v'sarecha. I don't know. Take a look at Archko. I don't know. You should write in your Siddur. Machlokes Rameh Rabbanim seen the door in 55a. Okay.
All my tears are in the Siddur. Baruch
Hashem. Shari dimeloy ninelu. No, the cuts grab his word. He asked him, Shari dimeloy ninelu, so why are there gates? If they're never closed, why are they gates? Then he says, you cry for shtusim, they close the gates.
I heard they quoted otherwise.
That's how I heard it.
The gates hold out false tears. You have people who say they cry.
Okay, I heard it that he said anything that anybody tries for Narishkeiten, that's what the gates hold out. It's similar, but a little different.
Yeah.
Now, do my writer. Remember the Dugga called me the Dugga Mashma? Are you telling me Dugga means anything that's piled up? We're asking on a mayor. Masi Rav Yaitzev, who can price that over. Now, this is a story that happened to Navi in the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech. What happened was people stopped giving Miser. It was a unfortunate thing that they stopped giving Miser. Can price that over. So when it seems... So Chizkiyo made a mistake. I made a takana that everybody should bring their miser to Beit Hashem. Bring your miser to Beit Hashem. To Beit Hadavar, what was the takana about? I thought it was because they weren't giving miser. So Chizkiyo said, bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Bring your miser to the Beit HaMikdash. So it says over there, the pasuk says, okay, Beit Hadavar, and I'm going to read the whole pasuk. When the thing spread, Chizkiyo is a takana. I think, what did he translate the price?
Widespread. When the service
became widespread, that's what I thought. Here with B'nai Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael increased, or...
Abundant.
Reish is dagon tiro esh v'yitzar, utvash, v'chol tvu asada, u'maisar akhoi l'roi v'viyu. So they started bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. What did they bring? Rashi's dug on Tirosh V'yitzar, Dvash, and Chol Tvu Asada, U'maisar HaKoyel. That's what the pasuk says. Now it says over there, Hirbu B'nei Yisrael, Rashi's dug on Tirosh V'yitzar, V'chol Tvu Asada, right? Aleph, what does Aleph say? U'maisar HaKoyel Arayv. Now V'yam B'dugim called to be Dugim Mashma, Micah points out Dabi Hirbu. If you tell me Dugim means everything that's piled up, so what does it mean? The chol tvu asada, l'roiv, right? As which we're adding things. Isn't it all included in the word dagon? Doesn't dagon include those things that the pasuk says at the end? Kaprei tadaver, right? The end of the pasuk. What was the end of the pasuk? Haviu ha'maiser ha'koil. Isn't that included in dagon? What's added that wasn't included? Dagon means everything that's piled up. Tvua means the five types of grain. Dvash, it says everything. What do we have to add with the last words, the Meiser HaKoyel? And for the Gemara, fruits and vegetables were not included in Dagon. So therefore, when it says everything, it means they even brought Meiser from fruits and vegetables. Zok, the Rush, the Kapraita Dover, Mikru, Bedivre, Yamim. One of his takanas was to start giving ma'aser from vegetables. When it happened, it got strengthened, So people started listening. Yeah, I'm a dog and called him a dog and mashma, but loshim the other, my kapay tadavar. Reish is a kuanokat. We're not asking from the beginning of the pasuk, we're asking from the end. Here now, here comes Rashi, the Rush, and he's coming to answer a question. He's bothered with, you're bringing a rye from a pasuk? Since when do the Dharm have to do with a pasuk? You're bringing a rye from pasuk, right? They started bringing Dagon. Well, that's the Torah language. We don't bring a rye to the Dharm from Torah language. Dr. Rush, the high race is Dagon. That's what the pasuk means, because the pasuk is saying they started bringing what they were bringing in their vernacular. That's how the Rush says the pasuk means. The pasuk, this is a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, that it's written in saying they started bringing, it's not the Torah writing, do this, do that. It's a story of what people did. And therefore, the assumption is that the Torah, Divrei HaYamim, the Navi who wrote Divrei HaYamim, is writing it in the vernacular, not in Lashon HaTorah. Let me just finish. He called him a Dagga Mashma, my high called to a son that the Sefer Dekra, Umaba Allah Haysef, Nasuya Peris Yilu B'Yerek, the Lesnu B'Chal Dagan, and Mikru to a son. To include Peris Dagan B'Yerek, that is not included in Dagan, and that's called to a son, the to us of the field. It's a drabon of the gechiv. What to bring it to Eretz to the Eitzer?
The story that they brought it to give Meiser from it, right?
Meaning, Chizkiyah made a takana. If you have a bunch of takanas, one of them was to give Meiser from vegetables, and the second one was to bring all the Meiser to Yerushalayim, which wasn't necessary. You can give Meiser to your lady next door.
Right. So what did they do? What did they do with this? Piros Elon Yerek was not different Madrega than...
Yeah, one to the Raisa, one to the Rabbanon.
Oh, he said just give that also.
He made the Rabbanon. He made up this Rabbanon.
Why? This is the only one that he made up?
No, he made up a lot, but this is one...
No, the first things...
He did two things here. Bring it to Yerushalayim and give my servant Yerek. Now notice the Rush just said Yerek. He didn't say Piros Elon. This is Machloikas Rishaynim. If Paris Elon is Chayev and Meister and the Rai Summit Rabbana. The Rambam paskins that the only thing you're Chayev and the Rai is Dog and Tirish Vietzer.
He made two separate takanas?
Yes. Two separate takanas.
Would this not be a question on Rameir now?
Not anymore. Because we're saying that Dogan means all piled up, and that the inclusion of everything means even Paris Elon Vietzer. Now, Tua Sada is different than Tua. That is more inclusive. Yeah. By the way, Rabbanan agree that Tua means the five types of grain. They're not disagreeing with Rameir on that. It would be fair on everybody if that was Shukasha. Right? Tua Sada is more inclusive. Now, I saw other Rishaitim say that, again, the Rush doesn't say why the Rayamim is written in vernacular. He just says, the high righteous dog the simple crop, Hainu Mashanikra dog and Balasha Bnei Adam. Don't ask me this is a pasuk. This is referring to vernacular. So I translate it as, because it's telling you a story. So the story would tell you what people call it as they bring it. But that I saw other Rishaynim, not me, meaning other Mshatim, that say that Divrei HaYamim is written in vernacular. Whereas, because and Chumash, the earlier ones, that's Lashon HaTorah. When they wrote Divrei HaYamim, the Navi wrote it in vernacular, which is a chiddush to me, but that's what they say, because they all bother by the same kasha. What are you bringing a pasuk in here? Rameir is talking about how people speak, and you're bringing me a pasuk. What are you bringing it in for? So the answer is, this was vernacular. The Raya is, because it's in Divrei HaYamim. Yes?
With great respect for what obvious is going on, years, I don't hear the question in that words have meaning. We know that in general, the way we figure out the word meaning is we see how people use it. However, if people are using it in conflicting fashion, so we can't figure out how people are not used anymore. As I brought up a while ago, Bible knows this, which is in terms of an etymology.
Okay, so
what he wrote is original.
I know, but you answered your own question.
Well,
because Reb Meir says, I know how people use it today, and Dagam means everything piled up. It's not questionable. I don't have to look for history. I look out my Kehila, and every. So therefore, what are we bringing a Pasuk in? He's telling you, I see here that this is the way Dagam is used. So why are you bringing a Pasuk?
Are often authored by several different people redacted by
Rebbe. Divrei
Rebbe
Meir.
They're usually not called
Rebbe
Meir.
You're
right.
The Gemara that says, you go after
Bnei
Adam or you go after
what
the Torah says?
Yeah, and everybody said you go by Lashem Bnei Adam. That's what the Gemara came out. Yerushalmi disagrees. Badly holds you go by Lashem Bnei Adam. Yerushalmi says it's a machlokes tanaim whether you go by Lashem HaTorah or Lashem Bnei Adam. But we're learning Badly. Meaning, this is not just Reb Meir. Rabbanan agree. The Mishnah makes it sound like this is Reb Meir's Chiddush. Talk to Rush. Hakol Ma'idim Benayim Atua Sheinasam Chamesh Saminim. Like Tamei LeRabbanan, Afagav the Dagel Imashma Chamesh Saminim Tua Kol Mili Mashma. Don't think that Rabbanan Reb Meir 180 degrees. One holds Dagel means 5 minim, and one holds Tua means 5 minim, and they disagree with each other. Because the Kamer Basar Hachi, like it says after Matthias Sars Rabbanan Reb Meir Hafucha Betua Bedagel. We don't want to do that. Tanya Nami Hachi V'Shaven. They agree Benayim Atua Sheinasam Mehem Milaminim.
Names not mentioned in here.
Well, that could be because they argue and it doesn't mention them. Again, you're right. At the end of the day, you're right. Frank the Gemara Pshita. Mal de Tema Tua Komili Mashma. I would think according to the Rabbanon, it means everything. Kamashma lo doi mashma komili. Frank the Gemara Baruch Maishas Kasha. Basi Rav Yosef. Kapraiz Sadava Hiru Bnei Yisrael. And it says Tua Sada. And we say that includes Peres and Yerek. You just told me everybody agrees Tvua is very limited. How can you just tell me Tvua means 5 minim? I'm a Rava. Tvua l'chod, Tvua sada l'chod. There's a difference in Tvua and Tvua sada. Right. I mean, I learned the Gemara before. Helps. I should have mentioned that it's the Gemara, but I didn't remember. I'll be honest. I didn't remember. That's the Gemara Vayter. Bar Marshmul Pocket. The listener Tleisa Alpha Zuzi Larava. Bar Mar Shmuel, the son of Mar Shmuel, I don't think this is Shmuel the Amira. I think this is somebody who was named Mr. Shmuel. Gave a tzava, commanded, that they should give, listening Tleisa Alpha Zuzi Larava, they should give 13,000 Zuz to Rava, min Alauta de Nahar Panya. From the Alauta, word here that's going to have to understood, from the Har Panya. This guy owned things around the river of Panya. So from the Alauta of the Har Panya, I want Rabbi to get 13,000 zuz, which means everything that is in that, everything that's Alauta around the Har Panya, is, he has a right to take for his 13,000 zuz. Meaning he doesn't want the Yarshim telling Rabbi, my father meant you should take it from here only. And if there's no 13,000 zuz here, tough luck on you. No. And Alauta in Har Panya. Anything around the Har Panya is Meshubad to give Rava his 13,000 zuz. Shalcha Rava l'kama to Rav Yosef. So Rava sent the question to Rav Yosef. Alauta hech mikri. What's included in Alauta? Am Rav Yosef, masnisen he. Shavim benoidim in atua. In Alauta is a translation of tua. Sheina aser elam echamesha saminim. It's only aser and 5 minim. So then he's telling him, you're limited to the grain. Alauta is the Aramaic of grain. Amale Abaya midami. Tvua le mashma chameshes aminim. Alauta ko mili mashma. Alauta means everything. Alauta is not an exact translation of tvua. Alauta means everything. So why are you limiting him?
What does everything mean?
Zok Dr. Rush. Ah, the Rush Mamish. He sees your questions and he answers them. So the Rash allow to come in mashma, shame the allow to mashma, kol davar meula meshubach. Everything great and wonderful, things that are good things.
Not just grain, anything, even basketball. Well, I mean, yeah.
Maybe we're gonna see in the Gemara a little bit. Yeah, maybe I'm not saying yes yet. Maybe football is not bad, so we'll have to see. That's the Gemara. So, who was coming to Rava? So they sent Rava back the answer. I mean, they told him what Rav Yitzchak had said, what Abaye had said. I'm a halakha miboyli. I had never had a shayla. I knew the halal to call me li mashma. Hadohu di boyli. My only shayla was, schar batim, schar svinas mai. Is a rent included in a blauta? Blauta means everything. Anything that's good. Rent is my shayla. Why is rent a shayla? Because mi amina kivin de pachsan la blauta. The item that's rented out diminishes in value. A lauta means stays good. And a thing that's rented out diminishes. It diminishes little by little, a lauta. It's considered in all items. So it's a very specific question that he had. Dr. Rush. Schar batim, schar behemus. Now the Rush, schar behemus. So the Rush learns differently than I explained because it's not like just Rishayim and I said the other pshat. Even the Puxi, Shempamim, Niskar, and Bezul. These items, animals and houses, are sometimes undercharged. And therefore, they're not the best. Because sometimes you have to sell them off cheap. Even the Yadda Puxayu, Ain Nikar Behem Pesis Askar. It's not visible. Meaning that when you have a house, you don't see the Pesis. It's very little by little that the value of the house diminishes. That. What?
Unless
you have children. Yeah. So that was the Shaila. So Abdul Kamed Rav Yosef. Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rav Yosef. So they went back to Rav Yosef and said, Rabbi never meant to ask the Shaila what Alauta means. He wanted to know specifically about Schar Batim and Schar Behem. So why did he ask the question? Why didn't he tell me what his question was? He asked me what Alauta means. I said the wrong shot. Because he asked me a question that he didn't even want to ask. So what did he do that for? Ikbed Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef got upset. Now Rav is a Talmud of Rav Yosef. His Rebbe is upset at him. Shama Rava. Rava heard the Vasala Kameh B'mayla Yoma de Kippura. So he came to Rav Yosef Erev Yom Kippur. I guess he wasn't in the same city. Ashkechei L'shmaya Davakamazi Kameh Kameh de Chakasa de Chamra. He found Rav Yosef's servant pouring a cup of wine in front of Rav Yosef. Amalei, havli de imzik. Give it to me that I should mix light. He was mixing a cup. In those days, pure wine could not drinkable. They had to mix it with water. So Rav tells the servant, let me mix it for my Rebbe. Now Rav Yosef couldn't see. So he didn't know Rav was in town even. No idea. So the servant gave it to him. The kamazik iyo kasa de chamra. He kashasi when Rav Yosef drank it. Amar aday miska dummy, the miska de rubber bread Rav Yosef Balchama. This is rubber's mixture, because most people didn't put 3-1, and rubber was mocked with 3-1 water. And therefore, as soon as you got a 3-1, you knew this was rubber. Nobody else did it that way. They did 2, 2.5. So he was the 3-1. So he drank it, he said, rubber must have mixed it. Amalei hu niyo. So they told him, yes, this is rubber. Amalei. So now, he's coming to apologize to his Rebbe. So Rav Yosef tells him the following thing. Now, it's interesting how there's a machloek is how to learn this. Was he giving him mussar now? Or was he accepting and moichu him? And then telling him, you understood tell me pshat in the spastic means you understood it already. By the fact that you came to apologize. But others say he said, tell me pshat in the spastic and you see you have to apologize. Again, one of the two. I saw one of the Rishonim say, he accepted the apology already. The fact that Rabbi showed up Erev Yom Kippur was enough to say, he's sorry. He's coming to ask, he's sorry. But he's saying, do not relax. Till you explain me the following pasuk. Ma'idich says in the pasuk, umi midbar matana. And from midbar, it was given to them as a present. It's a pasuk in Parshas Chukas. Umatana nachliel. And from matana, it became an inheritance. Menachliel bamas. And from the inheritance, it went up to the mountain, to the heights. What does that mean? Amalai, Kivan Shai, Sa'ad, the Masatma, Kibidbar, Shumufka, Lakail. The Pasuk is telling you when you make yourself like a desert, that you are available to everybody. That's how the Rush learns. You teach everybody who wants to learn Tyra. You're Mufkar. You let everybody learn from you. Tyra Nitloy, Matana. Torah is given to you as a present. The Rabbeinu Shlom gives you Satta Dishmaya if you teach Torah. Shenema Umi Midbar, if you make yourself like a Midbar, Matana. V'kibin Shenitloi B'matana, Nachloi Keo. And once you have the Torah, your inheritance is with the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rabbeinu Shlom considered you part of his nation, his people. V'kishenema Umatana Nachlio. V'kibin Shenachloi Keo, Oilo L'gdula. He becomes a big person. He's recognized as a chash of a person. Shenemachli Obamais. But the Mikbiya Atzmai, what happens if he becomes a Bagaiva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilai. The Rabbeinu Shlom loves him. Shenemar, Mibamas Hagai. The pasuk continues. And from the heights into the valley. V'lo Yaid, El Sheshaykinai Sebekarka. They lower him so far into the ground. Shenemar V'nishkafa, which is a lotion of banging him. Al Pnei HaYishimain, I don't know how he translated the word up there, Shimon. Last line of Gemara.
Surface of the wilderness.
Of the surface of the wilderness. So that's the end of this pasuk. But Rabbi didn't want to end with a guy being put into the ground. All those in the valley will be raised. Zuck the rush.
A rented property is not what we're...
Hey, that was Rabbi Shaila. We never found out the answer.
That included an allowance.
Yeah, no, no.
But what was the acre Shaila? Something that, if it's rented, he's not going to get it anyhow. Why? He'll get the rent.
The item is meshubah to him. Dr. Rashi. Dalauta, same Dalauta, Master Kol Davar Meula Meshubach. Schar Batam, Schar Behemis. Given the passage of this Schar Mezokim, they didn't say, "Ain Nika Ben Pchisas Aschar." You can't see it. The Mummy Haim is Ziga. So he Rabbi Lit and Harmi Mai Biayin. He gave more water than anybody else. He's a Pchisas Berik Abay Ziayin. I'm a Rabbi. Kol Chamer Leidol Echad Plus Amaya. Not one to three. Lav Chamerahu. Shemuf Kelakoyel. No Mai Terasa Lakoyel. The Rosh of the Abed Beis, the Nemeko Gai Yenase, Kra Achrinu, Vidarishle Achai Kra, Zesh Hushbo Kegai Yenase. The one who was lowered like a valley will be raised, and we'll stop over here. I've changed the thing from Nunhei Amed Aleph to Nunhei Amed Beis. I didn't think I would get here today.
But the last question, it doesn't matter. The last question is
on the Dalit Amed Beis.